Public libraries in Massachusetts have been allowed to reopen since March, but it will be late summer before patrons can again browse the shelves of the libraries in Springfield. The Springfield City Library's 8 neighborhood branches will reopen to the public the first week in August, with the Central Library downtown not opening until after Labor Day. Springfield Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton-Harris said after consulting with library officials, it was decided to hold off on reopening until after August 1st, when most pandemic-era restrictions in Massachusetts are expected to be removed.
And we felt that that was a good and safe time. Plus, it gives us time to see where the trends are as far as transmission rates are in the city of Springfield.
To open library buildings to the public now, the protocols required by the state include capacity limits and contact tracing. Libraries that have chosen to reopen are requiring appointments or letting people come in to browse in half-hour increments. The Worcester Public Library reopened earlier this week. The Boston Public Library announced it will reopen in June. Unlike those two places, Springfield remains at high risk for COVID-19, said Calton-Harris.
We look at the data and try to make sure that we're adhering to the guidance based on the numbers in our city.
Since last June, the Springfield Library has been offering curbside pickup, and more than 250,000 items have been loaned out, said Library Director Molly Fogarty.
That has been an extremely popular service.
She said the library shifted many of its programs and activities from in-person to online. E-book downloads soared by 40%. The library recently purchased several mobile Wi-Fi hotspots to circulate to people without internet access at home. The library held its annual summer reading program for children last year and will do it again this summer, said Fogarty.
We will be starting to do some outdoor programming some of the protocols have changed for outdoor programming and we can still do social distancing.
Librarians continue to field reference questions either by phone, email, or through a new chat feature on the library's website. Still, Fogarty said the activity pales compared with the more than 650,000 visits the city library had in 2019.
What people are losing is that the services that they get when they come in a library. It's where people can come, browse, pick out books, use computers, meet friends. What people want is to be able to come in the doors, browse, bring their children in for programmings, meet other families. I mean, that community connection you just don't get.
The reopening of the Central Library is being delayed until September because the building, which first opened to the public in 1912, has no air conditioning. Modernizing the mechanical systems in the Central Library is something the city might pay for with federal funds that will be coming from the American Rescue Plan, said Mayor Dominic Sarno.
HVAC has been on my mind with the Central Library for a number of years. I know that's something that we're going to look into.
2 years ago, the city completed a $4 million improvement project at the Central Library that included replacing the roof and gutter system. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.